Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. All right. A fight over roaming dogs led to a gun being pulled in Watertown.
Huh.
Martin Oliver, 48, was arrested Sunday morning, but not until after hours of negotiations, according to police.
Ooh.
Officers were called to an address on Cobb Street in the Oakville section of town around 8:15 a.m. on Sunday. That's usually a peaceful day and time.
Usually.
8:15 Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Birds.
Quiet.
That's right.
Dew.
Sorry. I don't know what dew sounds like.
A report said that there was a verbal argument that involved two male neighbors over roaming dogs. It was further reported that the neighbor who owned the roaming dogs, identified as Oliver, had retrieved a handgun from his house.
Ooh.
This according to Detective Mark Conway, Watertown Police. Quote, upon officers' arrival, Oliver retreated into his residence and barricaded himself within.
Good move.
The neighbors, along with other witnesses in the area, reported that Oliver had showed a firearm in a threatening manner during the argument and endangered the residents in a neighboring house, which included children.
No.
Watertown police established communications with Oliver, and after several hours of negotiations, Oliver peacefully surrendered himself and was taken into custody without incident. Seems like that is an incident.
Yeah, but not a further
incident. Got cops everywhere. That's an incident.
Yeah, it is. And smart move.
But without further incident.
Yes. Give yourself up.
Oliver was charged with first degree threatening, 2 counts of risk of injury to a minor, 2nd degree breach of peace, permitting a dog to roam. Oh, they threw the book. Here's the book.
Yep, exactly. It's each page, each chapter.
And PA, open carry on public property. I don't know what the hell that means.
PA.
Yeah.
I wonder what PA stands for.
Why don't we talk about some things that you should know if you're a dog owner? You want to do that?
Yes.
Okay. 203-882-9757. Let's let the dog owners of the world know what they need to know.
Right.
And if you're a dog owner, you could tell us what we need to know.
Okay.
The non-dog owners.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Like,
fair enough.
Is it okay if we pet your dog?
Always ask first.
Ask first.
Ask first.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's one.
Yep.
But if you're a dog owner, you should know the world isn't your dog's toilet.
Right. Crap on your own property or crap in a spot where you're going to pick it up.
Right. You know, it's good that you're walking around the bags, but if your dog pees on the yard in the same spot every day, it's going to die.
Yes.
You're killing someone's yard over here.
Right. Don't pee.
What about the leash? Should a dog always be on a leash?
Well, you know, if it's well trained, I don't see why. You know, if it walks along, I have no problem with that.
Right.
You know, I mean, as long as that means really well trained, like it doesn't like all of a sudden like decide to
Let's
jump on the road.
Let's talk about Root's dog here.
Yeah. Okay.
Chewy and what's the other one?
Crunchy.
No.
Chewy and Jesse.
Jesse and Chewy. Yeah, Chewy and Jesse.
I thought Crunchy. Sorry.
Do you walk them on leashes?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Chewy would probably be okay by himself, but Jesse, he's
a wanderer.
He has issues.
Out of curiosity.
If he sees a person, if he sees a car, he'll just.
Yeah, not good.
Oh.
Yeah. That's $150 of classes I'm never going to get back.
Oh, really?
So, but he's getting better. He's getting better. He's a rescue, and it's taken a couple years for him to
figure it out.
Is he trying to catch the cars or chase the people?
He just barks at them and lunges at them.
Okay.
But then once they approach, he.
No fear.
But then once they approach, he calms down and he lets them pet. So
he's a tiny dog, though, right? He's a boof.
Yeah, he's both small.
Yeah,
yeah. Chewy's Chihuahua. Jesse's a mix of many things.
He used to call us boofs. That's boofs. When he goes for a tag, you go boof. You can't get it.
But I would say you're going to get a small dog.
Mean. Boof. Don't kick it hard.
If you're getting a small dog.
If you get a small dog, just make sure it's a harness and not a collar because they have very little necks and you don't want to pull on their necks. So you want to get the harness.
The harness.
And also watch out for hawks because.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's,
oh, yeah. Those,
oh, yeah.
Yep. It becomes really chewy.
You think dogs are too big, but they're small dogs are not too big for those hawks.
No.
I swear to God, they follow me sometimes and circle around them. It's, yeah. I have to pick them up.
They're like, as soon as those two dogs were in, lady, we're after her.
They're looking at Ruth.
She sounds like a mouse.
Elizabeth and Shelton.
Hi. I just want to let you guys know that there's a leash law in Connecticut, and a lot of people let their dogs run free, don't have control over them, and that's how a lot of fights break out.
That's what this sounds like. It sounds like this is a reoccurring problem between these neighbors.
Right. This wasn't a one-time deal.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ongoing feud.
All right. Thank you.
And also what the prior lady was saying about hawks, too. We also have a coyote, fisher cat, black bear.
Yeah, don't leave them outside.
Bobcat. We got a lot of predators besides humans. So
Bobcat!
You really roam without supervision.
If you think of all the dogs we have in this state and all of the wild animals, you don't hear a lot of dogs being eaten or taken by wild animals.
No.
So we're doing pretty good.
So far, so good. You're not involved in the rescue community. If you're in the rescue community, you see cross posts about lost dogs, and then they find them deceased, like half eaten or hit by a car or whatever.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yep.
That's not good.
Oh.
And then people with the electric fences, all that does is trap your animal in, and sometimes it doesn't even do that. But any predator can come in and get your dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Then or your cat.
Are you a dog rescue person? Sounds like you have one near you now.
Yes.
Yeah, I have one recovering from surgery. I got two, actually, but she's the one whining because she's waiting for her breakfast.
Oh, ah. Like, get off the phone, damn it!
Love that. That's so great.
Yep.
Anyway, listen, you guys have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
People that let their dogs, like, off-leash, and then you're on a trail, and they run up to you, that's a threat to your own dog.
Yeah.
Some other dog runs up to you, so that's how fights break out.
Okay.
So anyway, you guys have a good day.
All right, thank Elizabeth.
You. Go feed the dog.
All right.
Yep. Who's a hungry boy? Who's a hungry boy? Jessica.
Hi. This is Jessica from Tolland.
Hey.
I have three dogs, two small ones, and a big 150-pound Kangol Shepherd.
Nice.
And
wow.
As the last lady was saying, you know, keep your dogs on leashes. My Kangol Shepherd might not like your dog. Your dog running up to my dog, who's always on a leash, you know, bad things happen that way. And also just manners going about how you, you know, approach a dog and say hi to a dog. I always pick up my dogs, you know.
What's proper dropping, etiquette?
Make sure they don't pee everywhere.
Right,
yeah.
Just responsible pet ownership. If you have a dog, you're responsible for your dog.
Gotcha.
Make sure they're leashed all the time and don't disturb other people.
We can't get folks to drive right again to get a dog.
Right. It sucks. I used to, my Samoyed, I would just, he would follow me wherever, so I never had him on a leash.
Yeah.
But I understand now it's a different time. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Now, you know,
more population.
I never trust, as much as I train my dogs, I never trust them off leash because you never know, you know,
circumstances.
If they see something they could just take off on.
They just take off.
So.
Yeah.
Well, and to your point, I was, I brought my dog out, lucky. He was unlucky on this particular day.
Right.
To behind the what was in the Shelton Intermediate School.
They luck ran out.
Football and baseball field back there.
Yeah.
And it was really dark out. And I just hear him like scurrying around in the woods and chasing something.
Yeah.
And then I'm calling him. He's not coming back. And I hear rustling around in the woods. I'm like, oh, this is probably that part in the movie where people are yelling at the screen for me to leave. This is a part of the movie where like I should be running. Then all of a sudden this wolf-like thing starts crawling like close to the ground to me. Turns out it was him. He was soaked in skunk goo.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even see. He was only like listening to my voice.
Yeah,
he's feeling the ground.
Daddy! I'm
coming
skunk goo!
I can't see you, Daddy!
I say, Daddy!
Ugh. Oh, and even with a skunk dog, never put water on them. Make a paste of baking soda and either shampoo or Dawn. Put it on your dog. Leave it on there for 20 minutes before you even let water touch
it. At 350, didn't turn it over?
Yeah, there's that ever happens to me again. I'm tying the dog outside, going in the internet, going to read.
What's the latest?
It's not tomato juice.
Yeah, no.
I don't know who thought of that, but it's not tomato juice.
It's like a skunk tomato cocktail.
No, it's not.
All right. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
All right, talking about the situation between a neighbor and a dog owner, because the dogs were roaming and there was a problem.
Yeah.
How many, what's the most amount of dog? When do you become crazy? At what number have you crossed over? It's like, oh, this is a nice pet. Yeah, you like dogs, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you got two, you got three.
I would say after
you
four.
Got eight.
After four.
After four?
Yeah, because now you have a pack.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, now you have a pack.
Got a pack of dogs.
A pack of dogs.
All right, so call us if you have four or more dogs.
Right. We just want to see if we can hear you on the phone.
Yeah, right. John in Bridgeport.
Yeah, I don't have four or more dogs. I just have a story in reference to the don't let your animals off leash. It doesn't matter if they're on leash or off. If you live up in the woods, my neighbor, we have two little dogs. But anyway, my neighbor had cats, and a bobcat jumped up on her deck and took both of them.
Both the cats?
Both cats, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that was... And the only reason we've seen it is because she had the outdoor camera.
That's the worst. That's the worst.
Yeah.
I used to have an outdoor cat.
Yeah.
And then it disappeared.
Oh.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no. Marshall stays inside.
Never again.
And has no desire to go outside either.
No. He's like outdoor, indoor. You know, he goes to the door and he'd want to go out.
Yep.
Nope.
Nope.
Never again.
Nope. Indoors only. Yep.
Yeah.
I had to sign paperwork saying when I rescued him, he was going to stay indoors only. He was found in the streets of Southington.
Oh, wow.
He's a rescue. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Sounds like a rap song.
All right, thank you.
He's a rapper.
He's on the mean streets of Southington.
He's MC Marshall.
Sean and Vernon.
How you guys doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Good. So I've got five Siberian Huskies.
Five.
Wow, you need a sled now.
I'm crazy. Or I blame my wife most of the time.
You have a sled team. Are they all from the same litter?
Two of them are, and the other two are parents.
Oh.
So we had one, and then we had a litter of puppies we kept one out of. My five-year-old fell in love with it and named it after a Paw Patrol character.
Oh.
And then we had another litter that we had to keep one out of because my wife fell in love with it.
Gotcha.
What is that like?
Yeah.
Five dogs.
Feeding.
A lot, especially the Huskies. It's a lot of dog hair, a lot of bathing, and I find a lot of dead animals in my backyard, like birds, squirrels.
Right.
They're like a hunting pack. So if they ever get out, I could see why it'd be terrible, terrify the neighbors. They look like a bunch of coyotes running around, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of food, a lot of poop, a lot of cleaning, a lot of bathing.
Also, don't dress like a squirrel in his backyard.
Vet bill, did you get the pet insurance?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I got to do that.
One of them ate a sock and had to have his intestines turned inside out.
Oh, ate a sock.
Wow.
How bad was that sock?
I don't know. He must have been pretty good.
No, Lucky used to chew, and he was a smoid, so a snow dog, but he would chew the end of my socks off.
Right.
So they became tubes.
Yeah.
I'd put a sock on and be like, ah, damn it.
Like a dancer.
My foot would come out.
Like a dancer.
What's that,
yeah.
Justin? What do you got? 9-4?
9-4.
All right. Okay, thank you, Sean.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Teresa.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Six dogs.
Six.
Wow.
Half Are dozen. You a breeder or a trainer?
No. Rescue.
You're a rescue.
I work in rescue.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're a crazy dog lady.
Right, just kind of bring them in. They just stay there like
a crazy dog lady.
Like misery.
I started with one, thought that I could maybe foster to keep him company.
Yes.
And I got another one and another one. Well, I keep the ones that are less adoptable.
Are these large dogs or small dogs?
Four littles and two, probably 30 to 45 pounds.
Okay, it's not so bad.
Wow. What?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
dude, it's six dogs.
Yeah, but
it's
imagine,
poo,
but imagine
pee,
six large dogs.
Bathing.
How much food do you go
walking.
Through a week, you thinking?
No, but most of your, hold on, Teresa. How much of your life, your just one day, is consumed with doing something dog related?
Every day, all day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a commitment.
After a while, you start to assimilate like them. You start tripoding in the yard.
Starts picking her leg up and
right. You tripod in the yard. Terry, Jason, no!
Wow. Well, that's a very special quality to have to rescue those dogs.
Yeah, it's very nice of you.
Now, do you have, are you married or boyfriend or?
No.
See, this is what happens. Now, if you put something on a dating profile where you're pictured with six dogs,
right?
It's just next.
Just write loves dogs.
Have you tried dating and then have someone come over like, oh, six dogs? Okay.
No, they come first.
Right.
So if you don't like the dogs, then
you're out.
You're out.
The last guy's name was Cats. Chase Dadrum.
Cats as well.
Wait, what'd you say?
How many?
There's two cats.
Two cats.
Wow.
Constantly hiding, I'm guessing. No, they're right there, stuck to the ceiling.
No, sometimes the cats run the dogs like they hurt them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wow, good for you.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure.
Not easy, but good for you. All right. Thank you, Teresa. Marry a vet. 73-year-old Australian guy was positively shocked to need urgent urethra surgery after jamming three button-style batteries into his wiener.
What, do you think it was a flashlight? Jesus. I'm sorry, but I can't. That's exit only.
That is not a place to put anything.
No, and it's not that easy to get that battery in there.
No.
If you can fit batteries that easily, you got a problem. When you go to pee, you're hitting the whole wall. Damn.
Have you had sex that much in your life to where you're like, you know, I'm really bored with this whole
right? Well, maybe you thought it would help.
Putting it here, you know? Putting it there.
Yeah. Let me try something different.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you had so many things up in the exit in the back?
Right.
You thought, maybe the front door, that little.
Give it a shot. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Maybe he thought it would, like, you know, like he had like an ED and figured this might help me out.
Charge it up. Yeah.
Ah, give it some juice.
Give some juice. Exactly.
Here.
Yeah.
He's
in his 70s. He wanted to, you know, juice it up.
Wanted to be a metalhead.
Right. Yeah, they call him Copper Top.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'll energize
you. Have you ever encountered any weirdos in your life, like, that asked you to do something and you're like, I don't think so?
The fact that I didn't think about it. Well, good for you.
Most folks
would say no.
But you're like, I don't think so.
You actually sat and thought about it.
I definitely encountered some weird. Not like that, though. That's intense. Because that's like a teeny, tiny hole.
Yeah, no one wants to do that.
Yeah, no. If you ever got a catheter, you would know the pain involved. Yes.
Justin, I know you have stories.
Oh, no. Really?
I know you do.
Not about the urethra, no, sir.
Oh, the other hole.
Wasn't she a singer?
To the best of our understanding, this is the first reported case of urethral necrosis. With button battery insertion.
No guys would refer to as button down there.
I feel like button battery, that's like the batteries you put like inside of your car, right? Like little, like, right? Those are like the little ones, the car keys.
The key fob, you know what I mean? Batteries.
Yeah, like they're like the little ones.
Watch batteries.
Hearing aid batteries, watch batteries. Oh, God, shove those up his ween.
Right. You can't hear from there. Have a long distance call.
I know he's trying to replace his hearing aid battery.
Maybe it goes in this way.
Given the complexity of his injury, it was deemed that formal penile urethral reconstruction would likely require a 3-stage repair, according to the researchers.
Yikes. They say,
I'm like, he's in his 70s, too? Like, that's rough.
Yeah. I mean, you're pretty close to the end. What are you doing now?
Seriously, right? Just kind of, like, peace sitting down.
So we have Emily Sands in. She's director of branding and marketing for Illicit Brewery. Good morning.
Good morning. How
are you? Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're a former radio person.
I am.
Right? Ayesha May is a big, big fan of your place. I think you do comedy there and you go there as a customer, right?
Yeah, the one in Manchester, but not the one in Fairfield yet.
Yeah. You'll be there.
Yeah. Fairfield just opened and I hear it's like huge. People are going nuts.
Yep. It's about 27,000 square feet. It's huge. It has a speakeasy, a beer garden, a full beer hall, food, drinks, beer.
Wait, with the speakeasy, describe that to me.
So there's actually a separate door that looks like an old cooler door. It actually is an old cooler
door. I love that stuff.
Right. And is it like a certain knock?
Not yet, no. Okay. I don't think they've been that secretive about it just yet. Right. Maybe. We have a marketing meeting.
I went to one in New York where they had like an old soda machine, and you would open the soda machine.
Right. And that's how you got in?
Yeah.
Nice.
Speakeasies are really the thing right now.
It's
They're
so
popping
cool.
up all over, but I love that we have that.
The code word is pop bottle.
All right. So you walk into the speakeasy. Which one is this? In Fairfield or in Manchester?
In Fairfield.
In Fairfield. Okay. So you open that door.
Yep.
And then what's inside?
Very nice furniture. That's the best way I can describe it.
Really?
It's very high-end, bougie-looking, green leather furniture, a beautiful bar, all sorts of liquor.
How many people can you fit in there?
It's about 75 in that space,
but
there's like a game room right next door to it with pool tables, and so that's probably an extra 75, so I'd say 100.
Would you say, does it look like a bookcase, you said, or no?
No, it's just a cooler door.
Cooler door, yes.
It's like, why are all these people going into the cooler?
Yeah, it must be really hot. They're cooling off in the cooler.
Oh, man. That sounds really cool.
Back, yeah.
Now, can you go in there if you're dressed like me? Black t-shirt, jeans?
Yeah, we welcome all kinds.
Really?
We'll let you in. Is your money green? Get in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So what is this beer that you brought us?
I brought a few of our most popular beers. I brought Marriage Counseling purely because the name, it's our most popular beer.
Right.
It's a double IPA. It sneaks up on you, but it's a delicious IPA. I love this can, too. Well, I loved the old can. Okay. It used to say, instead of marriage counseling, drink some of this beer, essentially.
Right.
And then we had to take that off because apparently that's not legally appropriate to say that,
is that
beer
right?
saves marriages.
That. Yeah.
I disagree.
Who saw that can and said, hey, you know, we got to do something about this?
Right. I don't know. Yeah. We don't even distribute
someone
yet.
Those people need counseling.
Somebody in Karen.
Exactly.
Yes.
But that's definitely kind of our flagship IPA. We also have one called Helicopter Dad here, which is a single IPA. It's American style. And then we have Hefe Lifting, which is a Hefeweizen.
Ah.
We have a lot of fun naming them.
Which one do you like, Ayesha?
I was going to say that one's really good.
Yeah,
the double IPA. Yeah, that's a good one. Marriage counselor, yes.
I like double IPAs.
Me too. Yeah.
I love the taste, and then I love you don't have to have a million of them.
I like the one that makes you drunk.
This one will do it.
That one will, yeah.
That will do it.
That will do the job.
All right, so in Fairfield, you got the speakeasy, right?
Yep.
You got like a food garden, you said, or a food court?
So it's a food counter that you walk up to. It reminds me of kind of Panera where you get the little buzzer, but it's much better food. And we have all sorts of things, burgers, pizzas, tacos. It's really elevated food for being a brewery. I actually could talk about the Manchester food, too. It's similar, but it's solid food for being a brewery. It's not like your popcorn and hot dogs.
And do you hire someone to do that, or you do it yourself?
It's a full in-house kitchen. So we also have private events that we host, and you can have your private party there and get everything catered through us as well.
Oh, wow.
That works. One stop
you guys
shop.
Open right around COVID? In Manchester?
In Manchester, we opened 4 months before COVID.
Wow. I love these stories because that's really, that's grit.
Yep.
You open up and it's like, guess what? The world is shutting down for God knows how long.
Yeah. Right.
The brewer and I were the only people who stayed employed or who weren't laid off during that time period. And we were in the Manchester location, 16,000 square feet by ourselves, selling to-go beer, just trying to survive. And
how did that go? Were people... coming?
We did a good job as far as selling to-go beer. We were just so new. No one knew us for food, so we completely ditched the kitchen and only did to-go beer. We were getting, we had a crowler machine, so we would get like 20 orders every morning, and we were just filling crowlers, and then we would just sit there and wait for people to pick them up. We were playing like cornhole in the middle of the brewery by ourselves.
Like, this giant, empty brewery during a world pandemic.
Wow.
It was bizarre.
Like, this is weird.
Yeah, it was bizarre. I learned a lot about beer in that time frame. Like, I've always been a beer buff myself, but I learned the nitty-gritty from the brewer. We were just stuck together.
Right. In between things of cornhole, yes.
Well, that's good. If you're going to be marketing beer, you should know it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know it inside out. And you're a better cornhole player now.
See?
He'll tell you, the brewer will tell you, I destroyed him.
Nice.
Yeah, I think he had two wins to my 20 wins, something like that.
Like a cornhole hustler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was. A little shark.
And what was your radio background?
I was an event sponsorship director for CBS at the time.
Oh, no. CBS.
Yeah. Nice.
What stations?
Entercom, and then now it's Odyssey.
Right.
So it was 96.5 TIC, Light 100.5, News Talk 1080, and Hot 93.7.
Okay. What would you do for them?
I'd sell all the sponsorships to concerts, or I know you guys have sponsorships for naming rights and stuff going on, so I was in charge of making sure those got sold.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then who was on the air? I'm trying to think. Was Gary Craig there?
Gary Craig was there while I was there.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm out of that world now, going on 5 years.
You went from that to beer?
Right. Yep. Right into illicit.
I do the same thing. Friday, I leave here.
Yep.
Go right to beer.
More radio.
Right to beer. It's all beer.
Right.
But I'm an amateur. I'm not a professional.
I play cornhole.
Right. Right.
And I'm bored.
We should come up with some beer names for
Yeah.
Some fun beer.
Oh, right? I could use all the help.
Yeah.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some Fairfield, like a Fairfield type of beer, like a rich person beer.
Well, do you have a beer just for one brewery as opposed to another? You make beer and it goes to both, right?
It goes to both.
Yeah. It goes to both, okay.
It's interesting because here's the nitty gritty of beer making. The water is a huge deal, and water in Manchester is just like so mineral rich, and Fairfield water is really good.
Yeah.
So we can make really good stouts and sours up in Manchester, but like IPAs and lagers, basic lagers are much better in Fairfield.
Oh, that's really cool. That's cool. How fast did you figure that one out? Probably pretty fast.
I was Yeah. Well, we knew that about Manchester for the 4 years we've been brewing there. It's just
now when you were looking at property in Fairfield, were you grabbing water, bringing it up to Manchester, and like, hey, right? Let's figure out how this is going to taste?
I felt this charge.
Well, when you talk about pizza, they always say it's the water,
yes,
it's the dough,
yes,
yep,
it's all these things.
All those
with
things.
Beer, of course, it's water.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's wow.
It's key.
That's
it's the
cool.
primary ingredient, so
right.
You're hydrating when you're drinking.
Yeah.
I tell the police all the time.
Yeah. What's a good name for a beer? 203-882-9757. Ed in Higginham.
Yes, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Good, man.
You got a good tie-in with the marriage counselor. How about divorce court?
Nice.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, right.
The follow-up. The follow-up after a marriage counselor, divorce court.
Right.
Right.
Maybe a little stronger.
They make a smaller beer called Half My Stuff.
All right.
We do have an eligible bachelor beer, so we could just kind of go
make
in order as
oh,
well.
Oh, you got a whole, yeah, you yeah, can make a four-pack.
Yeah. What, do you just drink till they're attractive?
It's too low of an ABV for that, honestly.
No, it's good. You can make it like a relationship squared.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
The meeting.
Good.
The, right. the counseling, right. Divorcing.
Maybe have one, oops, now as a kid. We're called Asphalt. My ass, your fault.
A whole flight. A whole flight
a
of beers.
A whole flight.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you, Ed.
All right, thank you.
And you can get your beer just about anywhere, right?
We actually don't distribute, so you have to come into the breweries in order to get them.
Oh,
see?
Really?
So we are, we are part of Eli's restaurant group, though, so if you go to any of those restaurants as well, we do pour.
Where are they? They're like everywhere.
Yeah, so we have one in Milford Tavern,
yeah,
and then Orange, Brantford, Orange, yeah, and Hamden, and then we have a pizza spot right across from the one in Hamden.
Walton Southington.
All right, baseball season coming up. Fairfield of Dreams. Man, a nice cold one for a game.
That's a good one.
Oh,
I love
that. Oh, so you put a kid in my eye. Yeah. I'll take a batter up.
Fairfield of Dreams.
A Fairfield Dreams.
Are you taking notes for me? Because I don't have a notebook.
Yeah,
I appreciate
I'll never
that.
Remember that, yeah.
All right, thank you. That's a good one.
Yeah.
What would that? That would be kind of like a light lager,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, definitely.
Right, but when you,
America,
if you make it, they will come. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah. That's right. You write
we have
that
a
right
slogan and everything.
We have a slogan. We have the name, the slogan.
Yeah.
Mattitude.
Hey, how are you doing again? Sorry, guys.
What
how
you
about
so, hold
a beer
on,
called?
Hold on. What are you sorry for?
Yeah, what'd you do now?
No. I'm just, I keep calling in and stuff like that.
Oh,
but,
no.
Hey,
we'll let you know. We'll let you know.
All right. Thank you so much. How about a beer called Mattitude? That's my nickname.
Get off the phone. Don't keep calling here.
Get off the phone.
All right. We'll write it down.
Yeah. We love it, man.
Yeah.
It's a stout, but it's going to kick you in the butt.
All right, here, let me write that down. I'll put it over in the file.
It's...
All right. I'm kidding, Mattitude. I'm kidding. You know,
I know. I love you guys to death.
We love you too, man.
Don't meet Mattitude. He's down there kicking a butt.
I got to tell you, Mattitude is a nice name for a beer.
It is cool. Mattitude. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Mattitude.
Yeah. It'll kick you in the you know what.
Yeah, but you want more peaceful, though.
Yeah. Unless you want a really, really powerful called Floor Mattitude. That's what you end up on the floor.
Put you on the Mattitude?
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
Floor Mattitude.
Right. Don't step on my hand. Be another good one.
Mm.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
All right, take care, guys. Right. Have a great day.
We're writing it all down.
Yeah, I'll forget tomorrow.
Jessica in Bristol.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My idea is goggles, like beer goggles.
Nice.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Beer so instead goggles. Of calling it beer goggles, just call it goggles.
Right.
There we go.
The beer is implied.
There, yeah, that. Right.
Nice.
Yeah, the beer is implied. And so especially, like, can you imagine going on a first date with a guy and he orders that when he's with you?
Right.
You're right. That's actually insulting. That might be in our eligible bachelor marriage counselor pack at this point.
Yeah, it goes into the flight.
Another powerful alcohol beer called She's Getting Prettier.
That was polite laughter from them, by the way.
No, they laughed.
Ayesha and Emily, that was polite laughter.
Trust me, I'm the guy I need to drink beers to look at.
All right. All right. Thank you. Justin, do you have something? You look like you have something. There's always something on his mind. Doesn't he look like there's something?
I'm just listening in. I'm listening in between the caller submissions. I'm trying to keep an ear on it.
He's drinking it in.
All right. He's drinking it all.
Drinking it in, yes.
All right. Apropos. Looking for beer names.
Right.
Do you guys test names?
We kind of have like a group that we all chat about the names with, but it's not like we test them out on the general public and see if they like them. Okay. If we like them, that's right. What you guys are stuck with. Sorry.
That's right. Right. Once you make the can, done.
Too
right.
late. Yeah. We're already late. Far gone.
Right. Steve and Seymour.
If you're going to sell a beer that is divorce court, you should have one that goes with it from the valley that says, is she still my sister?
Is she still my sister?
All right, no, but yeah. They're in Manchester and Fairfield. They're not in the valley.
Yeah, no.
But he's making a valley joke.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you go down here to the south.
And by the way, I'm from the valley. Right. Go screw yourself.
Yeah, if you open a beer like in Alabama, then fine.
Right.
Then go with that one.
Yeah.
Arkansas beer.
And just so you know, when you're calling it a beer name, we're trying to sell the beer.
Right.
Make it enticing.
We're not trying to make people mad.
No.
Right. We're trying to make people happy. It's beer.
Ooh, beer called Beer Muscles. Every guy gets beer muscles.
You know?
Oh, I like that.
That's another one that sounds like it could be.
No, beer muscles. We got beer muscles.
Beer muscles.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you know.
So is that like goggles, muscles,
right.
And that's in a flight?
That's
it's the beer flight.
Exactly.
Right. Beer goggles, beer muscles.
Ooh, it could be an entire evening. It could be beer goggles. She's getting prettier. Beer muscles.
I like
muscles.
How Ayesha's pretending to like your idea.
She loves it.
She's like looking at her fingernails like, I'm going to have to redo these soon. It's the typical what a girl does. Just, like, yeah. I'm just dialing you
look
out
at that
right
thing.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm so used
women
to that, though.
They just let the men talk and then just move.
I am so... How cute. He has his own ideas.
It's kind of like what we do with you girls.
Exactly.
That's a good one. Is she done talking yet?
That's right. Oh, is she done talking
yet? Did she shut up yet?
All right. Let's go with Joseph on the road. Hey, Joseph.
Yes, hello.
So,
good morning. So, it kind of goes like with the joke, but the punchline is false sex.
I'm going to write that one down.
Right. I'm not going to
explain this one to me.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you can't tell the joke on the air.
Oh,
but
okay.
You know, like a long-time married couple, you know, what do they say to each other as they walk down the hall?
Why'd you ruin my life?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So it's like
hall sex.
Hall sex. Right. Right. I know the joke you're referring to. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to write that one down.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that one down. I'm going to write it over here.
There are no bad ideas except for that one.
That's right. But that must be one of the fun things of owning a brewery. And being part of a brewery is coming up with the names.
Yeah.
The artwork.
I love the design. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fun when people are referencing it and you're like, I made that name up. It's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good vibe.
Total ownership.
Nice.
Chris in Waterbury.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love your show.
Thank you.
I was thinking something like sour mashed. How about just sour smashed? I don't know. I'm just freestyling. Like
yeah, people
said.
Frown upon this whole, like, hey, get drunk thing.
Yeah, like cops, for example.
Yeah.
Jimmy, drink
you
that sour smash.
You don't want a bunch of empty soured smash cans in the back of your car.
Yeah, why don't you just call a sorry officer?
That might not be good for our brand. Just throwing that out there.
Uber, please.
No.
Yeah. All right, I tried.
No, see, we would print that out. This is why we don't own a brewery, because we think it's hysterical.
Right, right.
Yeah.
We wouldn't last.
Right. That must be fun, though, when you your master brewer or whatever, your head brewer makes a beer and he says, all right, tell me what you think. You got to be honest, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, we were stuck together for 2 months in this brewery, so I can be honest.
You
with
have
them,
a
absolutely.
Buy. Yeah.
I have a buy, yeah. I can just say whatever I want.
Shannon in Prospect.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
I know, you tell us.
Hey, I got a good one for you.
Okay.
Kiss my anus.
Is that like a Mayanus beer? I like that.
Hey, look, you know what I like? I like that we're not even trying to get a real name
right
anymore. We're just like, just this is right. funny.
Right.
That's a good one.
Or just taste. Right. Taste works. That works too.
Run with that one, guys.
Right.
I got to tell you, no matter what you put in that can, it's going to taste better than what you think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's true.
That could be your worst beer.
I don't know. Like,
this is actually better than I thought it was going to be.
Right. It's kind of smooth.
Very kind of good.
Very nutty.
Are you drinking already?
Seriously.
No. Not at all, man. Just high on life.
Good. Okay. I love your laugh.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Take it easy, guys. Love you.
Love you, too. All right, let's go to Al in the shed.
Oh,
he's literally...
Good morning.
Hold on, I got to set...
How about shed,
hold on, hold
shed.
On. Emily has to be set up here. This guy is literally calling from his shed right now, which is in the backyard.
Every morning.
And Ruth, do you want to describe the urinal that Al built?
I'd rather not.
Okay. There's a urinal in the shed that Al built. All right, Al, go ahead.
I was thinking Shed Hog for a beer name.
Shed Hog.
Shed Hog.
Shed Hog. Oh, nice.
Shed Hog. Shed Hog. Shed Hog. Only in February,
Shed Hog.
Yes.
Yeah. Shed Hog.
Only in February, though.
Right.
Shed Hog.
Shed Hog.
Right. That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a good one.
All right. We'll take one more real quick, and then we got to let Emily go.
Yes.
Kathy.
Your keys are in hand already. Yeah,
go. Where are you going, Em?
I got to go.
Kathy, Long Island.
Hi.
Bye.
I was thinking blind date.
Blind date.
Blind date.
Right. That could go in the whole marriage.
We're going way back to the beginning here.
Yeah, blind date for the marriage counselor and the beer goggles.
Right.
And
the whole relationship flight.
Right. You can take, the entire evening.
Right. You start with blind date.
Right. And at the end, but glad I'm dead.
Right. Wait, glad I'm dead or wish I were?
Glad I'm dead.
Glad I'm dead.
That's the end of the thing, yes.
Yeah, all right, Kathy. Thank you. Emily, it went by real fast.
It did.
Congratulations on all the success in Manchester, and now people are going nuts in Fairfield.
Yep. Yeah. Come see us.
Yeah. Illicit Brewery. We're linked up on the radio station website. Do you ever worry about bed bugs when you go to a hotel room?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Could be a problem.
Could be.
You bring them home, and then they got them home.
Right.
That's a big problem.
They got to feed them. Yep.
Comedian Ayesha May is in studio Friday, March 15th. She's at Gastro Park in West Hartford. We're linked up on the radio station website. Jen G, the Vegas Starfish, is on the phone right now. And she's, have you done this blacklight search for bed bugs in Vegas?
I have. I do that almost every day, actually.
Right. Really?
Right. But don't they stay in Vegas, though? You have them?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. So actually, bed bugs are in every single hotel. It doesn't matter whether it's Vegas or anywhere else. They come in on people.
Oh.
They come in on, clean people, dirty people, poor people, rich people. You can get them on the airplane. They're very common at hospitals and libraries. There's a video on YouTube where you can see one jumping from one person to the next at a Starbucks line. Like, they're very prolific.
Get out!
Now, before it jumps at that person, they announce that person's name.
No.
First of all, you better be jumping back, not in front. You better not be jumping the line.
Right, exactly.
At Starbucks.
Right.
Wow. Person to person.
Prolific.
How far can they jump?
I'm not sure. I'm actually not that educated on the actual bugs themselves, but I am educated on the hotel rooms. And I can tell you that having inspected hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, I've seen evidence of them maybe twice. But they're in every hotel, and you should just accept it as an inevitable reality. And what you can do to avoid taking them home with you is when you come in the hotel, put your luggage on the bathroom counter. Do a quick check of the mattress. You're looking for stains on the mattress or actual bugs. And if you don't see any, you're probably fine.
Okay.
That's good.
probably for stains and mattress.
How do hotels manage this? They must have some super hot water they're washing those sheets in, correct?
No, so every hotel in Vegas, and probably everywhere, but I can definitely speak to Vegas, has a contract with a company called Ecolab. And every week, whenever they have a report, Ecolab comes out, they test the room, they close off the room that's been reported, and they treat it. And when I tell you that every single hotel gets a visit every week, it's not, you know, people want to say like, oh, it's the not so great hotels, or it's the dirty hotels, or it's the budget hotels. That's not true. Even the best resorts, Ecolab is there every single week because they come in on people.
Yeah.
You can get rid of them on Monday and then they'll be back on Tuesday. That's just how it works with pests.
I have friends like that. Yeah.
But the part that's kind of crazy that I think people don't realize is you don't ever hear about bed bugs because hotels are not obligated to report them to the public. The only way you hear about it is if someone who is impacted makes a report to the health department, the county health department, and then they verify and find it to be true. And almost nobody does that. Like maybe four times a year that happens.
Oh, wow. I always wondered about that because every now and then we'll hear a story out of New York.
Uh-huh.
Can't right,
but
really,
you would think with the amount of people that come from all over the planet into New York City every single day, you would think it happens all the time.
For sure. And usually the ones who report it to the health department are people who are seeking damages and they're trying to, you know, document. So it's not very common. Like, I would never think if I saw a bug in a hotel room that I needed to report it to the county health department, nor would I go through the trouble. So by and large, it goes unreported. The hotels certainly don't share it. And that's not them being deceptive. It's just bed bugs are a daily part of hotel operations. They handle them. I stay in hotels three nights a week, and I've never brought one home, knock on wood.
Now, you live in Vegas, so why do you stay in hotels three nights a week? Because they want you to?
Because I review them. I do the bed bugs inspections. With the black lights, I'm not looking for bed bugs as much as I'm looking for, like, body fluids.
Yes.
What did you call that? Human enthusiasm?
Human enthusiasm.
Very enthusiasm, huh? Right. This person was really enthusiastic.
Wow.
That is something that correlates to the more budget and the cheaper hotels, because the lower end hotels, the ones that you're going to find for $10, $20, $30 a night, they spend less money on like housekeeping staff and resources and management oversight. So you're going to see a lot of enthusiasm on the walls and headboards and
on the walls. $30 a night, I would expect it.
The walls.
Oh.
It's everywhere. It's so gross. But then, you know, there's some that'll surprise you. And I obviously am not going to call out the bad ones because that's not what this is for. But there's resorts like Sahara and Strat where the room rates are very inexpensive, often under $50 a night. And I inspected those rooms and they were clean enough to eat off the floor. And I've inspected them multiple times. So, you know, some of the budget properties definitely get it right. And then some of the other ones that you would expect to be fantastic, not so much.
Do these hotels, Jen G is on Vegas Starfish, follow her on Instagram and TikTok, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really great social media.
These
places, they know you're coming, and they know what room. Did they get to pick the room they put you in?
They don't. So I usually book from the parking garage using Expedia, like a third-party app, which I don't recommend using a third-party app. If you're going as a guest, you should book direct because they leave the worst rooms and the basically if you book direct, you get the most recently renovated and the best rooms. But when you book third-party, you get whatever's left over because that's what those sites are for. They're to move inventory of hotel rooms.
Okay.
So I use, you know, PricelineHotels.com, whatever the website is. And I book from the parking garage. I use a name that is on my ID, but it's not known to the public. And I go right in. And a lot of times, if I have an unfavorable report, I'll get an email from their PR team the next day that says, oh, my gosh, you should have let us know you were coming. We will be happy to set you up. Like, please, let's redo this. And I'm like, that's not the point.
Right.
I can't come back. That's not how it works because I'm trying to simulate the guest experience.
Yeah,
because the majority of tourists, you know, they just go online and book a room. They don't put a lot of thought into it. But majoritively, and this is the part that I think has shocked me and a lot of my followers the most, overwhelmingly, it has been great. Like, the majority of rooms and resorts have exceeded expectations across the board, across brands. This isn't like about one company over another. And then the ones that have been really terrible are the ones you would expect to be really terrible.
Like which ones?
If I'm allowed to say, the three worst hotels in Las Vegas are Circus Circus. Just in terms, so Circus Circus was pretty clean, but it's a creepy clown themed motel that's very rundown and dated and like.
Yeah, when you drive by, it looks like it's something that would be in a horror movie.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. No, it definitely is. And it's that's sort of like exasperated by the fact that it's crawling with children. And I have kids. No hate to children, but it's just, there's just so many of them there. And they're like in strollers and all kind of sitting around and no one looks happy.
Clown paintings everywhere.
You just like, AJ got all perked up. He hates kids.
Oh.
And when you said it's like, oh my God, they're everywhere.
You had me at hello.
Yeah, there's just so many of them. The one that came out of left field last year that I didn't expect, Oyo, which used to be Hooters, and now it's just OYO because I think they're trying to distance themselves away from problematic branding. But it is the most disgusting hotel room. I stayed about 13 seconds, and I couldn't stay anymore. It was awful.
Quick.
And they recently, this went unreported, but they recently had an elevator, allegedly, but I was sent an email by the person it happened to, an elevator crashed with like people inside of it and there were injuries. Like, it's just a very rundown, very not a great property to be at. And then the last one is one that I'm happy to report. The Rio has always been like awful, like up to the point of like there's herds of feral cats and it's been terrible, but they started
in the rooms
everywhere,
like pushing carts around.
Exactly right. The bell cat. Yep.
You know, it's funny you say that, but last year a video came out on TikTok that guests who were in town for a veterinary conference, they woke up and saw eyeballs in their room at Excalibur, and they turned on the light, and it was a cat that had come through like a hole in the bathroom under the sink. A previous guest had left their cat behind.
Oh.
And so they woke up, and this cat was just in bed with them, and luckily they were both veterinarians, so it didn't completely freak them out. But can you imagine?
Right.
Can you imagine there being like eyes in the room with you?
Free cat! Cool.
Right. But going back to the Rio, because it's important that I finish what I was saying, that they are completely renovating. They're spending a ton of money. And though I have not been over to investigate it since the takeover, all signs point to us having a brand new Rio in 2024. And if you came to Vegas in the 90s or early 2000s, the Rio was it. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, that Vegas does it right.
Yeah.
They really know how to... That city's built the party.
Yeah.
What do you think the top three hotels are?
Well, if there's money is no object, Wynn is the best. I don't think anyone disputes that. If you're going off strip, Red Rock was voted best by Forbes, best overall resort, I believe, for the whole state, but it's exceptional.
Did you stay there?
Yeah, I go to Vegas once a year, so I stayed there because it's off the strip, but it's super nice.
Yeah.
Love Red Rock. But on the strip, it's going to be a three-way tie between Wynn Encore, Cosmo, and Resorts World. And then the new one that everyone should be checking out that I think is going to rival Wynn in terms of niceness is the Fountain Blue. It is an exceptional property. It opened December 13th. It's absolutely best food and dining. The rooms are amazing. But right now they're going through like the initial growing pains of opening and trying to figure everything out. So, you know, there's a little negativity around it because that's what people do. They like to hate on the new thing. But it's really going to come on and be one of the best properties in the city.
Cool.
And the Sphere, what's coming there next? I heard Fish, right? When U2's done, Fish is coming.
Right. So this weekend is Fish or U2's last residency or last weekend of their residency. And then we have Dead and Company is going to do like a very short arc. Fish has a 4-day event, and the ticket, it's crazy how expensive the tickets are going, like $1,000 per person.
Wow.
But they're doing 4 shows, and they promise not to repeat a single song or visual twice.
Jeez.
Wow.
I want to see the videos of the people on shrooms.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Looking around.
Right.
Like it'd fall.
Yeah.
A lot of wide
eyes. That's going to be some great visuals.
The band's like, we're over here. So hello.
Yeah.
I was there opening night and have been back multiple times since, and at no time was I partaking of substances, and every time it felt like I was.
Right.
So
can you imagine?
Going to
save money.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then after Dead and Company, there's the big rumors that are swirling is that so the management team that kind of works with U2 also works with Beyonce and Harry Styles. So we know it's probably going to be Beyonce or Harry Styles. Everyone thinks it's Beyonce. I think it's Harry. We'll see. I know the announcement is coming soon. But as of, like, right this minute, nothing official has been signed that anyone is aware of. But we are going to have a big residency this fall. And it's going to be exciting. And if you haven't been to the Sphere, it is the coolest thing in the entire world. You've got to go.
That's on my list.
Wow.
I don't want to pay $1,000.
No.
We'll die down. So I got to figure out something.
No. So there's actually 2 ways to get into Sphere. One is Postcards from Earth, which is there. It's kind of loosely climate themed changed, but it's their documentary. But it's not very preachy. It's a very cool movie. And it's about, I want to say, like 100, 150 per person to go. And it's 45 minutes long, but it's worth it.
Oh, cool.
And then the second thing is, you know, through a concert. And the best way to get cheap tickets on a concert at Sphere is go on a weekend when something else in Vegas is massive.
Okay.
So, like the weekend of the Super Bowl, you could pick up U2 tickets for $50.
Wow. Smart.
You just see, this is why you follow this Vegas star.
Yeah. You're good, you're good.
Yeah. See? All right. We're linked up to thank you very much for these gifts.
Yeah.
We're linked up to all your stuff on the radio station and website. It's Jen G, Vegas Starfish. Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.